Welcome to Charting the Course, a podcast from Full Sail Capital, dedicated to providing you with insights, assurance, and confidence to grow and manage generational wealth. Full Sail Capital is a fiduciary registered investment advisor managing more than $1 billion with a focus on integrity, competency, and transparency.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Dexter Wise, and I'll be your primary host. I'm a former active duty Army artillery officer who graduated from West Point with a degree in math. It's really just a fancy way of saying that I spent a lot more time staring at numbers and spreadsheets than I did going out on dates. Our standard episode is going to be a conversation between a subject matter expert and myself. I'm joined today by Tyler Grubbs, who you'll be able to learn more about during a later episode, but today is serving as the expert on the Charting the Course podcast. Tyler, thanks for joining me. What topics will we be covering here?
Well, first of all, Dexter, thank you so much for all the hard work you put into this. You really kind of helped spearhead and get this off the ground. So I really appreciate that. I know our listeners are really going to enjoy having you kind of guide these conversations and serve as the host on a majority of these episodes. So thank you so much. We are going to cover a multitude of topics, and we're going to continue to expand that list. You know, initially, you and I have discussed that we're going to talk about the different levels of advisory services, everything from robo-advisors to fiduciary advisors, what it looks like to hire and fire an advisor. Alternative investments is another big topic we can get into. Life events, investing biases, liquidity events, and I could go on and on. But to keep it short, we want to cover a broad spectrum in the wealth and investing world. We'll also get into a little bit more specifically about Full Sail Capital. I think it'll be interesting for our listeners to hear how we do what we do and why we do it. So that's probably my short answer.
And outside of the fact that you and I just really wanted to wear headsets and look cool, why did we start this podcast?
That's the only reason, right? We're not filming this yet, this FYI for all of our listeners. But when we do, Dexter and I are going to be ready. We're gonna look good.
We both have faces for radio.
Totally. That's why we're in a dark room with the door shut and no camera. We started this because I think there's an opportunity out there, especially here in Oklahoma City, to reach investors with a flair for kind of how we do and why we do it and why we're different. We want to spread the word. We want to be informative. This isn't all about why we're the best, why Full Sail's the best, or why our team, you know, makes the right choice for you. We just want to be informative for people. And I think that's really at the end of the day why we started it.
Based off of that, then, who would you say this podcast is geared towards?
Great question. I think it's geared toward two different segments of the market of clients, I guess I'll call them. I think the first is our typical client, someone, an individual or family with multi-generational wealth, just as our intro said. I mean, that's what we do. That's who we serve. So I think we're going to be able to relate to those individuals and families that are dealing with those issues and issues that we will get into and talk about. I think the other people we're going to, you know, be able to pique some interest in is going to be just your average investor that's curious, a young investor starting out, someone that might not quite yet meet the minimum, if you will, of when it makes sense to work with a firm like ours. But I think we can get into discussing maybe different avenues of how to invest and where to invest until you're at that point. So those two segments.
Given the broad spectrum of podcast options in general, as well as inside of the finance podcasting world, why are we deserving of someone's 15, 20 minutes worth of time?
Two reasons. We're strategically going to keep it short. We're strategically going to keep it around the commute time in Oklahoma City. This is what I like to tell people when I've talked about that, you know, told them that we're doing this. So somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 minutes an episode, give or take maybe the intro time, but that's going to be our goal. We want people to be able to pop this in on their way to or from work or grabbing dinner. I mean, something that makes sense. But I think it's going to be worth our time because we're not going to sell anything. We're not even going to try to really sell Full Sail in the sense of you will get to know us and know what our firm stands for and what our team, you're going to get to meet the team, hopefully most or all of the team. But I think it's going to be worth people's time because I think we're going to do our best to keep it interesting and to hit on topics and ask questions that I would hope investors are asking.
So for those who want to continue listening, what should they do next?
Well, continue to listen. So this is episode 00, right? So you've made it through the very first one and we sure appreciate it. Thank you for making it this far. Subscribe, whatever platform you use to get your podcast, go ahead and subscribe to us. So that way when these do come out, and you and I are still trying to figure out as far as a schedule of releasing these without overwhelming people or making people wait too long or forgetting about us. So we'll continue to nail down the schedule, but subscribe so that way you're notified when we have a new episode. And then, you know, review, and then we'd love feedback. We'd love feedback on maybe different topics people want to cover, how we could make it more interesting, things like that, I guess. I'm always open to feedback.
Well, I appreciate that. And thanks for listening and joining us on this journey as we chart the course together.
Thanks, Dexter.
All opinions expressed by the host and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Full Sail Capital. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of Full Sail may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please review and subscribe through your preferred podcast platform. Have a great week.